I would expect the University of Future will be both remote and presential, because the direct human contact does favor learning. Although we discovered during this long distantial period, which, for example, in Finland lasted from the month of March 20 until February 22, that new ways of teaching and also of interacting online would come up surprisingly quickly. And even before that, of course, during COVID even more, and also presently when we have hybrid solutions and presential and remote solutions, self-study modules are fairly popular among certain typologies of students. They don't fit everybody. But I think the important thing is and will continue to be alternation, face-to-face interaction between teachers and students, whether online or in physical class. And then, of course, specifically for STEM, lab work is essential, and you can't really do that all online. And for humanities, I'm a book historian myself, hands-on study of original manuscripts and original early prints is essential. And we can't imagine archaeology without field work, despite the fact that you now have all these non-interventionist techniques. You don't need to sort of dig deep necessarily to discover structures below Earth. And also linguists and social historians will need to do their face-to-face field work. So we are not going into different galaxies, far from each other, but no doubt all these different ways of interacting will remain. And of course, it's extremely difficult to predict what learning and teaching technologies will come up. If one thinks 20 years back, I have been teaching at the university ever since 1980, and the change has been huge. In Finland, students' independent work is very much encouraged from secondary school onwards, and this freedom of choice might even place too much responsibility on the school children and their parents who have to take important decisions. Even traditionally, constructing your path within university studies has been very flexible and will continue being so, with largely personalized curricula. And this flexibility will hopefully continue, as it seems to be inherent to the Finnish system and forces the students to assume their responsibilities. Very often, it seems rather hard work to do that. So now, of course, this year, we are trying to come to grips with artificial intelligence, which is, of course, just another instrument and should be considered something like that. So far, despite ChatGPT showing great promise in performing certain tasks, it is, however, not likely to take over the need for students to learn, that is, internalize and apply what they have learned. But it's a very good instrument, as long as you know how to use it as an instrument. And as students of Romance philology, which is my speciality, they have to produce texts in French, and the teacher does recognize very quickly by the linguistic level whether a certain student has produced the texts themselves or whether it originates in ChatGPT. So there are ways to tell who has produced what. And in my field, the number of students is not excessive. So you can really have a sort of very personal relationship. You know the level of every student. So assessment is now and will remain personal, not automatic. That is, of course, different in fields with hundreds of students at exams, where assessment has to be rationalized, for example, with automated solutions or using artificial intelligence to a high degree. And as regards the learning technologies, I think artificial intelligence is there to stay with us, and it certainly offers an exciting perspective. How it will develop in the decades to come remains to be seen. Multimediality is here to stay. What may be regretted is that fewer and fewer students learn by reading long texts in whatever medium. The 2,000-page book exams are a thing of the past, in Finland at least.